The biggest source of discontent actually was a bit of a philosophical question. We were reporting on the ability of physicians and nurses to discriminate among which patients would and would not achieve certain outcomes. But what we didn't explore is how well calibrated those predictions are. So the distinction here is if you take a group, if you take two people, one of whom will be alive at 6 months and one of whom won't, we reported on the ability of physicians and nurses to figure out which is going to be which. But it's possible that physicians and nurses could discriminate fairly well, but not be well calibrated, which is to say that they overestimate or underestimate the probability of death systematically. And we didn't explore that. We didn't explore it mostly because it was a conscious choice about which is the more clinically relevant marker of accuracy between discrimination and calibration, as well as the recognition that logistically, in terms of how we ask the questions, we sort of had to make that choice up front between a focus on discrimination versus calibration, because it would have been hard to assess both at the same time. So, what happened in the review process was some of the members of the editorial team at the journal felt like we had missed an opportunity to explore what at least some people felt like was at least as important, if not even more important, which is calibration. And they had proposed some ways that we might try to explore calibration within our data and asked that we do that. We gave it some thought. We even ran some models. But we ultimately decided that we didn't think that our data were really up to that task. And so, in a transparent way, we wrote back to the editors and explained that we recognize the re importance of assessing calibration as well, that it was a conscious decision, not a lapse in our judgment, that guided our decision to focus on discrimination, and that we didn't think, for a variety of reasons, that the data that we had at our disposal, given the way we ultimately implemented the study, were up to the task of robustly evaluating calibration. So the editors recognized the transparency and appreciated it, and the upshot was that we changed the title of the manuscript. I don't remember what it was initially going to be, but as you know, it wound up being, I think it was originally going to be just Accuracy of Physician and Nurse Predictions for Survival and Functional Outcomes 6 months after an ICU admission. And at the editor's request, we added the word discriminative before the word accuracy, to more specifically reflect that which we measured. And then we modified the discussion section to describe the differences between discrimination and calibration, and to highlight for readers that we really only focused on one, not the other.